solar activity has fallen considerably in recent times with the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, now down to 71, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to an extraordinary low level of 6, that single digit 6. According to the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, here in Australia. The department also advised that these levels are expected to drop even further in the coming days as we move through the final stages of sunspot cycle number 24. This means that frequency window of propagation opportunity is contracted and will continue to do so, with reliable long-haul multi-hop transmissions over darkness or semi-darkness paths now limited to below approximately 10 megahertz. Here in Melbourne, good propagation continues in the 9 megahertz spectrum during our winter daytime period, and this summary of frequency occupancies was made late morning here in Melbourne and Victoria between 0100 and 0130, which is just prior to our solar noon. 9370 Radio Free Asia from Dushanbe, Kazakhstan, in Tibetan. The Voice of Greece on 9420 in Greek. 9450 Yatra Radio from Nauen in Germany, but broadcast in Indian languages. 9460, the Voice of Turkey, with its Turkish language service. 9470, China Radio International, from the Kashi transmitting site in China, in English. 9490, Radio Republica, from Issoudun relay station in France, broadcasting in Spanish. And just above, on 9500, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, also in Spanish. And 9570, China Radio International from Serik, the relay station there in Albania, with programming in English to Africa and the Middle East. And 9590, another frequency for China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in China, broadcasting in Spanish. And the domestic service of the Voice of Vietnam in Hanoi, using 9635 with local languages. Two more frequencies for China Radio International, 9655 from Nanning in Chinese, and 9675 from Kashi in English. And 9680, another frequency for Radio Free Asia, this time from the Kuwait relay station, broadcasting in Tibetan. 9710, China Radio International from Kashi in Spanish. And 9770, the Voice of Turkey, also in Spanish. 9790, Radio Romania International in Romania, an extremely strong signal here in Melbourne. And 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting domestic service relay from Kajang. And 9840, the Voice of America with its Diwa radio program in Pashto from the UAE relay station at Dubaya. 9865, All India Radio, strong signals with its Hindi service. 9900, Uzbekistan, Trans World Radio India from the Tashkent relay station with Indian language programming. And 9915, another station from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. This is the BBC using the relay there in Hindi. And 9925, a new frequency for China Radio International from the Kashi relay station in China, broadcasting in Spanish. So good reception there on the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz band. That summary was made here in Melbourne between 0100 and 0130, and that's the time span which signals were audible. That's just prior to our solar noon. Some notes now from our European monitors in the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter. Oman, Radio Sultanate of Oman, the nation station broadcasting the domestic service relay from the FM program. 1400 to 1500 on 15140, beam to Western Europe in English. And that's 100 kilowatts, antenna 315 degrees. And the Philippines, Radio Teos, that's T-E-O-S, from the Far East Broadcasting Company in Manila, on 11650, between 1500 and 1600. 100 kilowatts, antenna 323 degrees, in Russian to Central Asia. And KBS World Radio from Seoul in Korea Republic, 15575, noted in Europe, between 1255 and 1300, with the Korean Broadcasting System programming, interval signal, and then between 1300 and 1400 carrying the English service, and they're actually to eastern part of North America. Transmitting site at Kim J, 250 kilowatts, and antenna 040 degrees. And Radio Liberty via the Wolferton relay station in England on 15255, between 1400 and 1600, Turkmenian language to Central Asia. That's 300 kilowatts, antenna 074 degrees. Now those notes were from the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter concerning reception by monitors in Europe in the past week. Some information from the Nagoya DXS Circle in Japan. The circle actually puts out a very good and high quality, excellent online database of current shortwave frequency usage. From the latest database, we note the following stations are now currently scheduled. At the bottom end of the 16 meter band, that's the 17 megahertz band, and these are some of the frequencies shown. 17490, China Radio International, from the Beijing transmitting site, between midnight and 0100 in Cantonese. And that continues in Amoy, and English, between 0100 and 0300. 17510, All India Radio, Indonesian, from 0845 to 0945, and Tamil, 1115 to 1215. And 17510 again, the BBC, via the relay station in Oman, 1300 to 1330, broadcasting in Uzbek. And 17510, another frequency for China Radio International, in Hakka, between 0400 and 0457 from the Xi'an station, and 0500 to 0700 in English from Kashi, and 1200 to 1227 in Filipino from Xi'an. The religious station, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Network, using the relay station at Nauen in Germany, various programs to Africa and the Middle East between 1600 right through until 1745. The actual program lineup changes daily, which includes Somali, Amharic, Tigrinya, English, and Oromo. 17520, China Radio International, 0600 or 0700, in Italian, from the Cassi relay station. That's an interesting frequency choice. Daytime transmission path westerly across the Middle East. Vatican Radio, 17520, 1000 to 1030, religious program on Sundays. The Angelus from Santa Maria di Galleria. And the same frequency 1200 to 1220 with Italian, also with the Angelus. 17530, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Arabic programming, 1555 to 1750. Those notes of the 16 meter band, 17 megahertz band, relate to frequency usage at the bottom end of that band as provided by the Nagoya, the Exodus Circle Master Database from Japan. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.